Houston on the EMS Nell Bias check. We had start at minus 100 and terminate with minus 99.4.
Okay, Al, we copy. You started with minus 100 on the null bias check, and you terminated with minus 99.4.
That's correct. Those two bridges have been completed, and wastewater dump is in progress.
Roger out. This is Houston. Would you prefer to take time out to have something to eat or press on with the drogue operations now?
I think we can do both simultaneously.
Roger.
And our thought on the drogue, Bruce, is to get it out, look at it, discuss it with you, and give you some time to think about it and tie it down here with us while you're thinking about it.
Roger, we're tentatively looking at taking the probe out, doing that, tying it down, and we may want to take the drogue out, but we thought you could just lock the drogue back in place and then the hatch to go to sleep for the evening.
Sounds good.
Okay, and be right back at you in about a minute with the hot smoking word.
Hey, Bruce, are we going to get in? Start PTC before we start in on the drogue?
That's unresolved right now, Stu.
Okay.
Snowstorm we have going out here.
All right, here we copy.
This is Apollo Control at 9 hours 39 minutes. The decision that's been made with respect to the drogue and probe is that the crew will be asked to remove the assembly. They will also be asked to unstow the television camera, get television coverage of it. However, the television lines will not be put up between Goldstone and Houston in order to avoid a 2-hour delay. The TV signal would be recorded at Goldstone for playback later. And the evaluation that would be done this evening would be a verbal evaluation from the crew with the TV to be recorded for playback at some later time. At 9 hours 40 minutes, Apollo 14 is traveling at a speed of 8,438 feet per second, now 47,557 nautical miles from Earth.